This is Max from the upcoming Insomnia Radio Bulgaria. For me, Bulgaria is just a word, but I use it, so stay tuned and enjoy the show.
Welcome to Insomnia Radio, episode 139. This is the first in a series of short acoustic shows this week to kind of cool things down in this heat wave we've been having. We're going to kick it off with a beautiful track by Lee Rogers. This one is called Ida.
It's 4 o'clock, Ida. For the first time today. I've been skulking in the shadows, trying hard to find my way. It's just a thought, Ida, how you think you'll cope. Dreamed I saw you last night through the dust and the cigarette smoke. And I was just standing there drunk, covered in red, the humming all the city like as if she knew my name. And isn't it a pity I can't even light my flame? I'm leaving town before Judgment Day. Ida, I'm leaving town before Judgment Day. It's pinching me, Ida, for the first time in my life. This damn weather don't help. How can I help myself? There's a train coming, Ida, like to Lyon. Maybe you could meet me out in Boston, or maybe you won't. Maybe you won't go. And I was just standing there drunk, covered in red, the humming of the city like as if she knew my damn name. I can't even light my flame. I'm leaving town before Judgment Day. Ida, I'm leaving town before Judgment Day. I twisted off my lip, I look along the avenue. It was like everyone's thinking the same thing. It's as hard as this whole face, or as cold as your heart of stone, babe. Not a part that this and all the song the same. The same. I'm leaving town before Judgment Day. Ida, I'm leaving town before Judgment Day. It's 4 o'clock, Ida, for the first time today.
You're listening to Insomnia Radio.
Last night, can't conceive, the time's been catching you now, washing all those dreams away you've known. Just hold on. Takes time to make it, laugh about it, think about it. You're not alone. I'm wondering why it may be clear for all to see. My mind has wandered recently, but the only thing that's clear to me is I'm standing on the balcony, stood out like a photograph of all things present, all things past. The future's clear but that won't last. Standing on the balcony, there's an old friend at the door. Don't keep them outside waiting, cause there ain't too many left now that you know. Sometimes you're just feeling fine, but some days you're left waiting with a prayer in hand and not much else to show. But you're not alone. It takes time to make it, laugh about it, hold on. You're reaching for the stars and now you're crying out. It may be clear for all to see. My mind has wandered recently, but the only thing that's clear to me is I'm standing on the balcony, stood out like a photograph of all things present, all things past. Just clearing down while last, standing on the balcony tonight. And you look beautiful tonight. Yeah, and there's a world of balconies looking out and asking why tonight. It might be clear for all to see. My mind has wandered recently, but the only thing that's clear to me is I'm standing on the balcony, stood out like a photograph of all things present, all things past. The future's clear but now I'll last. Standing on the balcony, it might be clear for all to see. My mind has wandered recently, but the only thing that's clear to me is I'm standing on the balcony, stood out like a photograph of all things present, all things past. Future's clear but that won't last. Standing on the balcony tonight. There's an old friend that you don't keep them outside waiting.
Brand new music from Mike Curley that was called Standing on the Balcony. And Mike Curley, as you may know, was a member of the Clever Bastards, produces Live in the Lounge, works with Massey Ferguson, who is a great, great band out of Seattle. The guy is busy. I mean, on his website, MikeCurleyMusic.com, he posts updates almost every day. I mean, the guy is just a workhorse. But he's out on his own now doing some solo acoustic music, and I thought that was a great, great track, so I chose to throw it into this acoustic show. And at the top of the what should be the hour-long episode, maybe, Lee Rogers out of Los Angeles with his track Ida. Next up is something a little bit different, at least the premise of it is very different. The artist is The Gunshy. And you may remember I played a Gunshy track, it was probably almost a year ago. I couldn't tell you which episode off the top of my head. Very different, very almost Tom Waits sounding music. It's very raw. I'll let you guys judge for yourself. But what's really fascinating about his new album, it's really risky. Really risky from my point of view. I'm just going to read a summary of the album from Matt's own words. And Matt is the pretty much the brainchild of the Gunshy. Here we go. This is about his new album, There's No Love in This War, which is released August 16th, 2007 on Latest Flame Records. From 1943 until 1945, Paul Arbogast spent his days preparing for, fighting, recovering from, and again, fighting a war. The songs that comprise the Gunshy's There's No Love in This War are based on the 17 letters Paul wrote to the girl he met at the Ukrainian Club at home in Allentown, Pennsylvania, the year before he left. Paul and Julie were married 6 months after he returned, and in 1947, she gave birth to their first child, my father, Mark. Paul passed away at the age of 39 of a heart attack, attested mainly to the shrapnel still in his chest from wounds received at Anzio in 1944. Though she never spoke in detail of Paul, to this day there has not been another man in Julie's life. These songs are his, though they may not do him justice. I've never fought in a war and hope to always be able to say that. This is The Gunshy with Eddie Was a Good Friend of Mine, right here on Insomnia Radio 139.
Eddie and I stayed up all night, talked of what we knew, smoking homemade cigarettes and sharing his stash of booze. He was born just south of Baltimore, didn't live there anymore. His folks, they liked to move, pass through Allentown a time or two. I laughed so hard. I laughed harder than I ever thought I could hear when he asked if I had tried whore like her beer. The lover just like you, with her pen and paper too, he said, but I believe it best if at my own hand I agree. For we know there is a good bit, it'll leave, will be the end. So I've spent a year if fortunate, wasting her hopes, her dreams, her bed. Oh, my young and pretty girl, at her age I'll be forgotten in a few years. For a college man to live out those letters, I patted his shoulder, blamed his bruises and blasphemy on the ever-graceful powers of cheap whiskey. Said, you'll be all right, good night, and went to sleep. The mess sergeant found Eddie with a bullet in his mouth, said I thought we'd have seen more of these by now. Camp, it has been quiet, though the whispers in our head say get used to it. Soon your closest company, it will be dead. But I will do all in my might to live the hell out of this life. Help a million folks given time. Eddie could have been the first in line, but Eddie was a good friend of mine.
Oh, to when I'm passing on the street. I got my guitar to play when I'm down, yeah. And a microphone loud enough to rock this town. But it all comes down to nothing in the end when you ain't got love. But you ain't got love. But it all amounts to nothing in the end when you ain't got love. But you ain't got love. Guitar boy in me, and I know you know my type, but I still don't really change the fact I'm right. That it all comes down to nothing in the end when you ain't got love, and you ain't got love. But it all amounts to nothing in the end when you ain't got love, and you ain't.
Yep, it is decidedly upbeat stuff from Todd Carey, even bordering on kind of adult contemporary pop rock, but I don't know, it just had that certain catchy something in it that, I don't know, just really appealed to me. Anyway, holy crap, it's a new microphone. Enhanced subscribers, there's the picture. It's a blue snowball mic, and I'm still kind of messing around with the settings, but I will give you a full report on the next episode. Episode 140 is coming to you tomorrow because this is sort of a, I don't know, just felt like doing something different. What the hell? So four or five days in a row of shorter, mellower acoustic episodes of Insomnia Radio. I don't have much else to say right now. So you guys take it easy. Feedback, jason@insomniaradio.net. Show notes, of course, at insomniaradio.net, as well as links to all of our RSS feeds and show websites and other goodies like that. And I'll also have a little bit more for you guys to look forward to on the back end of tomorrow's show. All right, talk to you guys later. Bye. The Xbox 360 is without a doubt a gaming powerhouse.
High-performance multi-core power PC process, 56 gigabytes per second of video memory, 48 billion shader operations per second, high-definition photorealistic graphics, wireless controllers, USB media center.
Sweet, they have Pac-Man on Xbox Live.
Owned 360, the expert guide for the casual gamer. Part of the Owned Video Game Network, a new, down-to-earth approach to video game journalism. Find us online at owned360.com.